Well, let's check the numbers in Chicago as they finished up on this Tuesday afternoon. Futures finished like this. The March contract and the soft red winter wheat on a close at $8.10. That's up to July at $8.30, 2¾ higher. Those are closes. Settlement prices in Kansas City with the July hard red at $8.73¾. It finished down 8¼. March corn at $7.19, 5 cents lower for the day. The May at $7.23¾, down 3¾. And July futures at $7.20¼. It finished 4¾ of a cent lower. September contract at 6.41½, down 1¾. And the December futures in the corn pit at 1½ higher, 6.23½, the settlement price there. January beans at 14.66, down 30¼ for the day. The March at 29¾ lower, 14.58½. And the May beans at 14.43½. Down 23¾. July futures 14.31¼, down 20½. And the November contract at $13.09, a dime lower on the afternoon. Bean meal futures at 444.90. That's down $10.50. Bean oil at $49.17, down 62. Live cattle futures on the day finished the February at $132.95. That's 55 cents lower for 100 pounds. April futures in the live cattle at $137.12½, down 45. The March futures at $154.40, a loss today of $1.85. The April futures down $1.57½ at $156.07. And lean hogs on the afternoon, April contract $90.27½, 47½ higher. May futures at $98 even on their settlement price, too. They were up 47½ as well. You're listening to the Closing Market Report on this Tuesday afternoon. On the phone line with us to take a look at the agricultural futures is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities out of New Market, Indiana. Good afternoon to you, Wayne.
Why, good afternoon, Todd.
Let's start with the soybeans because that's where all the news was and action was in the pit for the day. Tell me what happened.
Well, it started off this morning with some cancellations by China and unknown. That kicked us in the teeth or in the shins to start the day, and we started trading a little lower. The nearby January futures then went through their 10-day, their 40-day, and their 200-day moving averages later in the day, which added some other weakness, too. Seemed like they were going to find some support about 1470. The 200-day moving average is 72.5. We closed below that today, so we've got some more technical picture looking not very good. Also, if you look at the chart, it seems like we've sort of completed a head and shoulders on those beans, so not looking very pretty.
Well, it is the end of the year. Do you think it's the start of something different in the bean market?
We've got the beneficial forecast in some of the growing areas where it has been overly dry and has caught up a little bit of moisture in Brazil. We are seeing that, some of the Chinese businesses trying to look ahead to see when Brazil's beans will be ready and maybe cut back so much from us. But, we had some more sales to unknown today and whatever along the way. So, it doesn't feel like it's all over yet, but it does feel like we are pushing a little bit to the downside going into this very thin trade week.
It's a very thin trade week. If we push far enough to the downside, things do catch as while we cross those technical limits on the bottom side. Does it give you a thought process that the producers might want to log in some more sales for their new crop?
There was some of the major advisory firms that did have an order in that if we got below 1304 or 1303 today on the November beans at a closing basis, that they wanted to sell some. 1304 held, so they didn't add to those sales. But, we were hoping for a little bounce back up a little bit, and we did want to get some sales on here before the middle of January.
It is just December, and I don't suppose that there would be many beans that could make it out of South America. Maybe until what, the end of January? Do they come much earlier than that?
No, I don't think so. I don't think you're going to have any great amount in that time period. And, the Chinese have been very aggressive about buying and shipping beans. So, it has been a very positive thing in our bean market that way. And as we look back at history, 14.65½ this afternoon on beans is not a shabby number.
And 13.10, I suppose, isn't too terribly bad for the new crop either.
No, it is not, Todd. I mean, it's been, we were thrilled to death when we could put our first sale of $13 beans on last year, and it Even if it seemed bad compared to harvest price, it was still a moneymaker.
Any news in the corn pit for the day?
The corn pit pretty much following along. You know, we've lacked hard on our exports. We've, that's what's really sort of thrown the wrench into things. But, looking ahead now to that January report, we're going to look and see, will we cut some of the production or some of the harvested acres along the way? Then we'll probably cut some of our exports. But it does, I think, that our carryout numbers are going to still stay low.
Yeah, the January reports will also include the stocks numbers, maybe give us some better idea of what feeding's been like for the livestock industry.
Yeah, and I mean, I think that, with the way the wheat price has been as of late, wheat's not substituting a whole lot. We've been using corn and bean meal this year rather than dipping into that wheat market. So, I think our usage as far as feed's going to be right on up there.
Hey, speaking of January, on the 25th of the month, and I know you know this, but we've just started to talk about this on the air just a bit. We'll be hosting a fundraiser for the College of ACES, for the Agricultural Communications Endowment, and for the hospitality folks. And in part, it's due to something that you got me up to in, the fall. We were at the All Ag Day event at the football program, and picked up a little of State Fair Grand Champion Barrow, the meat. And, well, thanks to you, Wayne, and to Paul Cooley and Jackie Vakes, we'll be having a fundraiser on the 25th of the month. And
don't you like crazy friends like Paul Cooley and Jackie and I?
Yeah.
All of a sudden we bid on a pig and tell you you're part of it.
Yeah, you don't want to sit too close to you. You're bidding on the pig and suddenly I'm in.
We had fun, and it went towards the scholarship fund over there at the University of Illinois.
Yeah.
And, a lot of good alums. We love to support our school.
Yeah, well, not only did it go towards that scholarship fund, but it went to Orion Samuelson Scholarship Fund, right?
Yes, it did.
And guess what? Orion's going to come down and sign some books for us and be at the event on the 25th of January. All those details, of course, are yet to come out, but I want to give everybody kind of a heads up so that they're ready to come over
like
and see us.
Yeah, we'd like to see a lot of people save that date and come down and see us. Great opportunity to get together, to meet Orion personally and talk with us, and also to support our good state school.
All right. Thanks so much.
All right. And Todd, I think it's going to be after Christmas where I'm back on this show, so I'd like to take this opportunity to wish a Merry Christmas to all our listeners.
Hey, Merry Christmas to you too, Wayne. Thank you.
Thanks.
Wayne Nelson is with L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana, joins us here on the Closing Market Report.